Begin the current daf mesach. This time is daf chavtes. Begin the manal. Begin the tezmat. Begin the gemara. The chsiba of tchedu shem, like it says, up until a month of days. Hablu chavpes besivin. That would take you up until the 22nd of besivin. Pirush Tosfos explains. Chashem esrim yom shal rish chedush ir. It's counting from the 20th day of rish chedush ir adzayf until the end. Meaning 20 days into rish chedush ir till the end. Nimtza tes yom. That gives you 9 days. Nimtza b'chav besivin comes out that when you go till the 20th of besivin, that gives you chavtes 29 days. Ba'at chedush yom, have a shleishim yom, and you say until a month of days, that's 30 days. So in Cain, if so, l'fizat timtzei comes out me'esrim v'shnayim l'chedush hasheni zeh year, from the 22nd of the month, which is the month of year, you have chedush olam at chafiz tisiv, and you have a full month until the 22nd of Sivan, including that day. Now the thing is, but the 3 days that you're traveling wasn't calculated. So it says, begin with Yom Shanosim HaHashem, the 3 days that you travel from the mountain of Hashem, Hadei Lamed Gimel, that is 33 days. And if you count 33 days from the 22nd of Iyar, you come to the 25th of Sivan. But, Damin Abdez Yom, you have to remove 2 days, to be Asimachidish Na'alaman, because on the 20th of the month, the cloud was removed. And then we start calculating the 22nd of Iyar. So vayat l'shneyam. So you left for 2 days between the 20th and the 22nd, but pashu chav gimel. In other words, it still don't have the exact count because even after we take off from the 33 2 days, still left with 31 days, and 31 days from the 22nd of the year ends on the 23rd of Sivan, not on the 22nd. So dal yemin min shleishi, if you take one away from the 3 days of traveling. Because one of the three was included in the month. In other words, it's really not 31, it's really only 30 days, because on the 22nd of Iyar, that's the last day of traveling. That's also the first day of this month of desire, where She'ir Chaser, month of Iyar, is not a full month. And Pashlu Chabes, is therefore you left for 22 days from the month of Sivan, which that's the 22nd of which concludes the month of desire, because essentially what Tis was saying was in the 20th year the cloud was removed, they started traveling, and they traveled 3 days until the 22nd of the year. From the 22nd of the year until the 22nd of Sivan, including the 22nd, that was 30 days that they had desired this Basra Taiva. Simnik says, Master, we can lose the Gemara. Abai says, Tamaz that he shot the Maluye Maluya. Tamaz of that year was a full month, which Vasa Oisai Mishleishim Yom. They made it out of 30 days. The reason why is so that the 40 days should end on Tisha B'Av, because you have Shlesh Miyam the Tammuz, you have 30 days of Tammuz, Ve'echad the Sivan and one of Sivan, because the B'chavta Shalach Meraglim. You have the on the 29th of Sivan that the Meraglim was sent, the Tisha B'Av, you have 9 days of Ab, so you have 40 days. And because you have the Tammuz and that the one of Sivan and the nine of Av. Or Yom Tisha B'Av shall Avu HaMeraglim to Arz. And on Tisha B'Av is when the Meraglim came back from spying the land. That's 40 days. And again, it's because you have 30 days in Tammuz. So next, Tisha B'Av, the beginning was the Gemara, V'yosh B'Leim, S'ayim, V'rosim, it's Misim. They speak a limit, they didn't get a chance to say it's Misim, Hashem, Lekein, Ha'at Shabbat, even until the enemy came, Chudu, etc. Pierce. I thought they did say it's Misim. No, but I suppose it's based upon Yitzmisim. That pasuk just says the word Yitzmisim 2 times. Like speak of the machine Yitzchabov Chavshim, didn't get a chance to say the word Yitzmisim a second time until they came and they conquered them. Let me read the says now. Avagav Deinu is a pasuk called the Mizmar Shel Shomat Shabbos. Although that's not from the Mizmar that you say on Mat Shabbos, rather it's on Wednesday. But Ilam Kach Shomer is a pasuk. It just happened that they have said that they said that pasuk. Bishalmin Farshi. Shalmin explains because Ilya Nakid. It's like a lamentation that they had said. Pirsh Ilya Habakamai Eli Kibsul. Like we find that word Ilya is like Eli Basula. Like we have a pasuk in Yoyel, which is like a kina, like a lamentation. And that's what fell into their mouth. Like this, oh, Nebuch, what's happening? And before they get a chance to say the second time the word Yitzmisim, they already were conquered.